says a chilip. So you agree with the machacha, and there's other people that disagree.
Yud Beis, Tei Beis, Sunday, the 15th of December, Rabbi Michael Scharf, the halachic concept of mabushal in respect of wine and grape juice. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Emmanuel, Lichvod Simchas HaNesuim, Shel Ephraim Sipper, and Abigail Emmanuel.
Yes, and yesterday, Sedra, good morning to everyone. We said the Pesuk, Chachlili Enayim Meyoin. You can't hear, I'll try to speak up my voice a little bit. Speaking about the topic of wine, wine is a topic which always been a topic in Klal Yisrael from the Nisuch, Bamizbeach is given and the Nisuch, and so on. Various Gzeres, Halochas has been, in special Halochas has been given on the Chesayayin. I don't know if you ever spoke about the specific type of Halochas in Yain, but I want to speak about a special topic in Dine Yain. It's more about the Yain Mevushel, which we all know that Yain Mevushel have no halocha of Maga Akum. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed, the Gemara says halocha the Maise Shmuel had a Maise with Oblat, it's a given Agoy, which they drank together. In the Gemara brings up the halocha from there as Yain Mevushel, the Nishduke halocha of Maga Akum. I want to discuss a little bit what was the halocha of Yain Nesach, and discuss a little bit what the issue of Yain Mevushel Bizmaneinu. The Gemara in Daf Chavtes Amud Beis in Chulin, the Gemara brings up as Dvorim Hoasurim from the Goyim. And one of the things, the first thing actually in the Mishnah is Yain. As Yain is also. The Gemara brings up quite few Psukim. How do we learn as Yain is also? Asher Chelev Zerochemo, in various Psukim. The Gemara speaks about proper yain shenisnasech la'avodah zarah. And this is no question about it. If a goy took a yain and was menasech la'avodah zarah, the yain is also b'shtir and is also ba'anoa as well. Tzvei halochas ba'anoa as well. This is yain shenisnasech la'avodah zarah. Of them, there is no question whatsoever. The stam yenom, which we take with the pashtus, bizmanenu is a stam yeno, is a machlokes. What means stam yeno? In the Gemara Vaisos, the Rambam brings her up. The Loshon Rambam is very nice and clear. Like we said, yain agoyim shein onu yoidim. We don't know im nisnasech or loy nisnasech, vehu anikro stam yeno. We don't know. Stam apostle any wine that we find, and we don't know if bin is nasach, also ba'anol, kiven ki yain shin is nasach, ve'dobo ze migzer srifim. So the Rambam learn is also even ba'anol, because we don't know, we need to go as ken and as vege, doraitze lachumre, but the Rambam doesn't work this way, because you do what the Rambam learn, as vege doraitze lachule, that's why the Rambam straight away put in, shehu zeu migzer as srifrim hu. So even a special gzere, as even stam yenom, which says sofek, we don't know bin is nasach, is a gzere sofrim, as mishum nisuch in his also ba'anoe as well. Andre poskim len tavke b'shtie, not ba'anoe, that's a machloikes. But what was the issue of stam yenom? It was not menusach, we don't know. So, b'pashtus, we could say that, because we don't know, could be it was misnasach, because maybe tavke a goy took and it was misnasach. But the Gemara vaisos, and al rishoini b'pashtus nemen on devshat, Gozru mistam yenom mishum benoisen. Chazal was goizer shemo. He is going to go and marry off a goite. But this is mekare besalev mishum benoisen. And the Rambam brings that up later. And Azoy the Toisers, the Rishonim, everybody agree. Adusi bepashtas the pshat of the gzere which Chazal om goizer given by stam yenom. So we have a halacha of stam yenom. As Yistam Yenom, which we don't know, is also Mishum Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara comes along later and says, exclude Yain Mevushel. That Yain Mevushel, although this is Yain, same alcoholic drinks, or Balkoponim, is not also Bemaga Akum. Even if a goy touched it, is also Mamuta. Though the Gemara, very interesting, had even Avamina, that even the Goyish wine, which basically was produced by a Goy, and later on he cooked it, he should also maybe be Muta, because now he doesn't have the status, but the Gemara says that Isur Lechen Olach, that he was also beforehand, where the Isur went away. So it can't be. But definitely we're talking about Yain Shel Yisroel, which then he cooked, been cooked, and then boiled, yeah, and then with and then is no Isur of Magakum. In the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kufchov Gimel brings up Yain Mevushel Shelonu Shenoga Boyo Bitkichovim Muter. So the Gemara is Gepaskin Klaloch Yizichem Muter. The Rosh comes with a Moedik Kasha. The Rosh asks Umina Teime. He asks a question, a wondering, what's the difference if the Gzera is Mishum Benoisem, which does again Gzeres Chazal, Bastam Yenom. Yeah, we're all talking about Stam Yenom. What's the difference if it's Mevushel or Eno Mevushel? It's Sam alcoholic drink, it's Sam Mekarev es Halev. Why it should not go on the same Gzera? The Rosh asks the question, and Rosh comes up with a Teretz, the Rosh, the Shemo, because it was not Bizman HaGzera. Bizman Chazal, Bishar they made the Gzera of Stam Yenom, it was not Dovor Shchiach to have Yain Mevushel. Very rare occasion. So Chazal didn't put it into the same Gzer. Yeah? There is maybe, Rabbi Kveger explained a little bit more, because even with Chazal, we made a Gzer on Mishum Bnei Yisem, but he need to have a Shaykhis with the Dine de Oraisa. All Chazal Gzeres were always related with the Dine de Oraisa, which is Mishum Nisuch. So the Rabbi Kveger Bepashas learn Pshat in the Rosh that Ipshat is anything which eventually could have been in related with Yain Shenisnasech, and Yain Shenisnasech Al Gabi Mizbeach, Yain Mevushel, we all know he cannot be we cannot be used for Nisuch. So this is a little bit a hesber on the Rosh. But the Rosh comes with the wording the Dovor Sheloi Hoyo Shchiach in of them Legozru Be Rabbonon. Akoponim, that's what we learn, the halacha here in Shulchan Aruch, Yain Mevushel Shelonu, Shenogeg Kichovim, is Tanke Muter. Now, the issue is, Yain Mevushel, Tanke the Rosh, said, is Dovor Shelo Yishchiach. The question is, are we taking that Bizman, let's say the Rosh, it was Dovor Shelo Yishchiach, and Bizmaneinu, things have changed, we'll see why things have changed, will the halacha also change or not? Let's understand first of all what's meant Yain Mevushel and understand what the Rosh means. Yain Mevushel in halacha state Me'emosai Nikre Mevushel Mishirtiach Haloesh. In the Pashas when we learn Mishirtiach, when he boiled, boiling points, we all know it boiled, and it may be evaporated. When it starts boiling, you have the bubble coming up. This is Chazal, that didn't have any numbers, like we have 100 degrees or 212 Fahrenheit. It was Irtiach. We see it various places in Aloch, and your dua depend on the sea level, so the boiling point. So Chazal, we're concerned about Irtiach. Aloesh, correct. Yeah, but Aloesh could be even, you know, it depends on the sea level, it could be quite a bit of a difference. Now, the question, what does it mean here, Tiach? The Shach brings it up, Rashba, that Irtiach mean, just doesn't mean just boiling, it mean also he lose from his strength. The Ainu she is smite mimidoso alidiritiche. It means he started reducing the amount. So it's just really, really cooking. Not just it comes to a boiling point, you turn it off, and that's it. You really need to start to lose some water contained, she might mimidosoi, alidiaritiche. This is the Rashba. Some andre Rishonim, the Meiri, and andre Rishonim, even Aloch, some Achonim learn like that, you need to change its structure to become a more like a very sweet and heavy type of wine, like the second halacha that we learn, yain shem arvin boi devash u pilpelin אם נשתנה תמוי מחמוסום, אינו נעשה במגעקום. Again, it's a different type of wine. There is no din of magaakum. Because start putting honey and things, thus there is no halacha of magaakum. So the Miri says really need to change tamoy as well. But according to the Shach, just a little bit midosoy. The Goen brings a Gemara in Shabbos, very interesting, without going into the whole Gemara, the Pashas with the Goen, and the Moshe Feinstein learned Azoy la halacha, and based on this Goen, that it depends if he gives Yatzoledes boy. Resiche, which Chazal called Haloesh, it means Yatzoledes boy. So if it reaches Yatzoledes boy, it's already going Begeder Mevushal, brings the Gemara in Shabbat Avmem, and you don't need really Shismait Memidosoy, or you can say that how, because the Goen really referred to the Rashba as well, without going too much detail, that Chazal knew anything which comes to a Yatzeledes boy, he start losing a little bit of his volume. So it's mad midosoy. Akolponim, we're talking here about a wine you need to boil, whatever the degree is, whatever type, if he has Yatzeledes boy, or the proper resiche, whatever it is, it then called yain mevushel. They use, in all the years, in order to make boiling wine, you take a pot, put it aloesh, you put the wine in it, and you go to fire, start cooking, and you come to a certain temperature. Today, it doesn't exist such a thing. Things they used to have one company in Eretz Yisrael which used to do it, which they also stopped. Today is all done by pasteurization. Pasteurization is, I think we mentioned various times, it's the same idea of like a central heating, which you have the wine being through one plate, and you have hot water, or steam, usually the hot water, going to a different plate opposite, and then it heat up the liquid which is in the between the two plates. And this liquid, which is wine or milk, whatever it is, reach a certain temperature. While it's going through, it doesn't stay in the plate. It goes through a closed circuit, which they call, and then slowly it achieves the temperature. So that's how today the boiling of the wine, resiche, the pasteurization, what they call, is done. So the achronim of today are discussing the issue if really the type of bishul, number one, that we have today, which really don't change so much the structure, the taste, the flavor of the wine, goes in Begeder Gzeres Chazal. This is number one. And number two, this is the type of bishul. And number two, like we said from the Rosh specifically said that why yain mevushel, when the Gemara says you don't have a isur of magakum, mipnei de lo yishchiach. Today, yain mevushel is very much shchiach. And in fact, we're doing the yain mevushel kedei to get out of the issue of the magakum. Because it's getting very complicated. We want to drink wine in many places. People have going to home or turn around and in simchas and so on. So we made bedavke the wine. It should be mevushel, kidding, to get out of this problem of magakum. And according to a lot of the poskim today, Rav Shlomo Zalman in particular, and Rabbi Yashiv is one of the poskim which felt there are two issues to consider. Number one, is this really what Chazal meant in mevushel? Because he haven't changed any structure, although the Rashba, like we said, he mentioned one thing, he smite memidoso, we'll talk about it in a second. According to Andrei Shunim, we change the structure, definitely not the pashtas. And the second thing is this what we call shchiach or the not. So according to a lot of today's poskim, they said that Akopolim definitely want me to be even machmir on the yain mevushlo we have today. Rav Moshe Feinstein is not in a view that Chazal, where Goizer lacked the lotion Harosh, that Yain Mevushel was not in the Gzere, and we cannot bring in something new in the Gzere. And so, Posuk, if it has been Mevushel, according to Rav Moshe, even if it was just Yatzeledes boy, although it's Machmir in a certain amount of Yatzeledes boy, it's not just 45 degrees, like Lachum, he goes a little bit, maybe 63, 67, but Akolponim is definitely Mutter. This is according to the to Rav Moshe. Now, even the andere poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv, Michas Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Wozner, all of them, we're talking about Lachumra Dikedin, one Chatchin Shebi Machmir. There is one interesting point here, which Doshar brings the Raj, but the Ainu Shismait Midosoi. We all know when one starts cooking a pot, you start water evaporate. So that's what we call the Yismait Midosoi, you're starting losing the volume of the liquid because the water evaporates. In a pasteurization system, yeah, it's a closed circuit, like in a boiler system, a central heating. You never top up. Very rare you top up the water in it. Why? Because it's completely sealed system, and all the condensation stayed inside, and the liquid don't evaporate. A pasteurization is exactly the same thing. So although you are cooking and boiling the liquid, balemaise, you don't lose his any type of liquid. So a lot of cautious of authorities have put a very interesting thing in the pasteurizer. They added a small valve, like a little tap inside, which the steam expands and goes out from there. So really is taken nismat midosoi. Because the reason, the steam is inside in the closed pasteurizer, what we call. The reason it doesn't go out because there's no valve to escape. So they put somewhere in a pipe a small valve which let the exit of the steam. So mainly, in fact, interesting, you can see the evaporation comes out, and obviously if you put like a keli, a pot or any cup underneath, you see a droplet, it's actually a wine water which comes out. So it's really nismait midosoi. So I'm not saying everyone does it, because some achronim said the main thing is to reach the temperature to be able to reduce the volume. Now that we have what we call the pressure cookers or anything like that, doesn't really make much of a difference. So this is interesting to know, the machloikis. But the machloikis today is, if what we have today, our type of wine, if it goes in begeder, dovor shchiach, on the note. One thing I do want to mention is that although all the achronim take it for granted of the type of wine that we have today doesn't change its structure through pasteurization and so on, the fact is that it's not identical like that. I'm not saying it's a huge difference. And when one takes a bottle of wine which is not mevushel, and then it's going to pasteurize it, it does lose a certain amount of taste. And the fact is that you cannot pasteurize any type of wine. Companies, factory, wine makers will not allow the high quality wine to be pasteurized, because you're losing the taste, you're losing a lot of the structure, and in fact a lot of them have lost the, what we call APA, it's the appellation controle, the control of the government of this particular type. When one make wine, especially in the places which are controlling the taste and all this, there is a testing time period that they take blind testing of the wine, and the panel need to decide if this wine compare to the correct structure, taste, flavor, and all this, all the particular one which really need to come out of this area. And many times, Yain Mevusha with the pasteurized have not gone through. They feel it. Avada, maybe Takioni Mumchim can feel the difference, but definitely either change. People who really understand one can see the difference. And the fact is that Taki, a lot of people would not want to buy Yain Mevushel. They were looking for something, Yain Eno Mevushel, because they're either different. There's another difference as well. Yain Mevushel usually don't age as much as Yain She'eno Mevushel, because by the pasteurization, automatically you kill a lot of tannin and a lot of good things which are inside, which thus is what help the aging of the wine. The main say, La aloche, what the ungenimmen usually in the world is, as yain, even today that we have only pasteurized wine, which we call yain mevushel, although it's only done by pasteurization, we still, the world took on Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak, and that you don't need to be machmir, and if even if maga akum, there's no problem with it. And that's the reason why you'll see always by functions, simchas, restaurant, will be all the kashrus authority will be very makpid on to have only yain mevushel and not yain shel mevushel, because these waitress and all the people which turning around, waitress and some in different function may have not dafka the waitress, because even a non shomer Shabbos also will make a yain nesach. To say someone to be very careful about it. Yeah, when especially someone have guests and such a thing, with people who are not Shomer Shabbos, at least with Faresia, he makes also Yain Nesach. So in Mele, this is one thing which one need to be very careful. And I can tell you as experience that sometimes we come across quite difficulties, especially in the functions, that the Bale Simchas bring special wine, high quality wine, expensive wine, which usually this one are not Mevushel. And we don't allow any of Yain Shel Mevushel in the function. And there's sometimes a little bit of a friction between the Mashgichim and the Bale Simchas. It's not the time that we like to make any friction. Of course, Bale Simchas, you know, the Simchas, they want to share good quality wine and so on. Fact, I can tell you, many times Bale Simchas, a little bit, nothing stubborn, but it's the Simchas, they feel this was they want for the Simcha. And later on, they come and say, ah, you're right. I gave to someone here and there, and I can see that the wine was pushed over by a waitress. Sometimes we don't even realize. A waiter will take a cup of wine and will move it, the wine becomes Yain Nesach. So one don't realize. He goes to down thing, comes back, you have no idea what happened. The waitress come and tidy up the table, makes back for the next course. You don't realize. And the aloha is, in Simen Kof Chuf Dalet, as if the goy took a cup, a bottle, and shichshuch, at least he moved it. Nothing if he touched it. Or, but at least if it's open, we're talking, obviously open. If it's closed, there's no isur v'maga, because there's no nisur.
Do you say closed or sealed?
No, closed, not sealed. Sorry. So if it's closed, it's no problem at all. If the cork, is it a cork? Sorry, it's no problem at all. If it's open, yeah, right, close and seal is two things. Yeah, if it's open, like a cup is open, and the goy moved it, then says shichshuch mimeli is also. And so you need to be very careful, and then you have a problem, obviously someone got to drink it, which is, you want alof finstam yenom, you have a problem of kelim later on, you're going to wash it with hot water, you may have bleed, and so on. It's something which one... And we ask the Bale Simchas to understand and to cooperate, because we know it's not easy. Bale Simchas, and the reason for that, if one starts thinking, because the top range of the wines are not Mevushel. And there's a reason for that. The reason is because it's not 100% the same quality, and people connoisseurs and people really enjoy a cup of wine. Of course, about the Amoinam, don't see a difference, you will see a difference. What do you want? 5 minutes? Not yeah. So this is one of the things that we find in Yain Nesach. Now there is a gewaldige chiddush of the Ben Ish Chai, that even today, that although the halachas, the machlokes, the mechaber, the ramo, if Maga Akum makes Yain Nesach also ba'ano or only b'shtiyah, the mechaber said Maga Akum makes it also ba'anoy as well. The Ramon said bizmanenu that the people are not, the goyim are also not oivda avodah zorah. So mele makes only sam degzere, is only also b'shtiyah nish ba'anoy. And this is agav, we should know that giving presents of wine is also goyishe wine, and nish 100% lechatchila, and we will talk about it in a minute. Aber Akoponim Dadush Pet Naloch, the Ben Ish Chai comes up, a very interesting thing. And he said, any goy who carry, who wear a Shesiva Erev, is Menasech Nisuch Doraisa. Even today, Ben Ish Chai talks about. Come on. Across. And at Salem. Any goy who carry, even carry a cross, or what, a Salem, if menasech yeinu as isur is also banoy lekula alma, because this is a richtig oved avodah zorah. He said that it don't need to be oved avodah zorah. Doesn't mean he need to go and to do all the ishtachavua and the zach. Need to be be machshavto. He need to be to agree with this shita of avodah zorah. Mainly a person who carry tzelem demos. You mainly oise yain isur doraita is definitely lekula alma also. Minatoyr is also Bano as well. The Achidush would have seen it only in the Ben Ish Chai, and the Achronim speak about the issue of selling, dealing with Tzlomim, Sizyodua, And a lot of people just wear it lenoy. For them, the only lenoy is more... Tachshit doesn't make it, or Balkoponim. Very interesting point which he brings up, which can be... Avadi makes it quite a huge difference. So Akoponim, Avadi, someone want to be Machmir on that and taking on the Chumos from Rabbi Yashav Shmuzaman, which hold the Yain Mevushlebit Manenu, is Nisht Lechatchile, because the Gzeire was not done, the Rosh said Dovor Shelo Yishchiach, today is very Yishchiach, we do so much, all the grape juice today are Mevushle, for example, most at least, maybe one or two are not. And so on. So, Sidua Mokoim Lahachmir. Or Akoponim, even the one who don't want to be Machmir, they need to be careful that if it does happen, you know, if when you come to a simcha, such a thing, and when you have a Yain Shel Mevushle, you need to be quite very careful. There's another quite interesting topic in it, Legabe de Rosh. Yain Tzimukim. Yain Tzimukim is raisins, which, not getting into the raisin issue of the worms now, we're talking about the raisin which you cook it. The halacha said that if you take a raisin and you soak it for 3 days, the water have a halacha of yain. And in fact, that's how they used to make kiddush on. From you know, all the countries never used to have grape, you didn't have time to make wine, and so on. You take a dry raisin, and through the year you soak it, and decide to make kiddush. There is another way of doing. The most you come on Friday afternoon, suddenly you see that you don't have any raisin water to make a kiddush, you cook it. You just boil it, you put raisin in water, you boil it, and the Resich himself cook it and have the same halacha as 3 days. The Chaya Odom just go a little bit further and he said you need really to crush the raisin to make sure the taste comes out, because by soaking it for 3 days, it's not only just soaking, the taste of the raisin comes out. So you need to cook it in a certain way that only by crushing it, the time will come out. The experiment which we done is usually between 15 and 20 minutes of cooking, you get the same result of 3 days soaking. This is usually the experiment that we done. And nafkemine legabe, if you want to make kiddush, if you want to cooking, lemoshel, or raisin, mezoinus bread, and all those that you use, raisin water, and so on. Now, there is a quite interesting scenario here. When does it become yain? Yeah? Yain become after 3 days. Yeah, you got 3 days become yain. When you're cooking it, b'shas is cooked, then it becomes a din yain. Yeah? The same time, it became cooked as well. So it became yain mevushel at the same time. The question in the achronim, if raisin water boiled, yeah, through boiling, not of 3 days. 3 days is ein zachah. We're talking about boiling. If it will have a halacha of maga akum, if a goy went and touched it, why? Because both of them come bechadam achter. The both come in the same time, the yain and the bishul. So what is the shaila? The Rosh explained that the yain mevushel was not incorporated to the zere because it was not shchiach. It was normal wine, then we had a different wine with what the Yain Mevushel. We don't have two types of wine here. This is the way of doing it. So according to some Achronim, if this is the way of doing it, it's definitely also. And the Achronim says, it's no different. Now it became cooked, Yain Mevushel, Chazal telling us that Bishul stopped the Yain Mevushel, the Din Fimaga Akum, there's no difference. So there is two opinions. Stechemet bring a Divrei Yosef, one of the Friedrich Achoinim who wanted to be Oysef, Stechemet is Martyr, and again there's a whole bunch of Achoinim, which there is a machloki between them. About Koponim, there is some people want to be Mokum Lachmir, but the Pashtus is Ungenimen as his Mutter, because the Bishul it water removed the status of Bishul Akum. Akoponim wanted to know that Achting Geben of Shet, the people who are Nish Nichshel in Yain Nesach, Zoiche Leyain Ameshumer Loilam Abba. And the Abshelfim is all Zoichid, and maybe once we talk about what's meant Yain HaMeshumer, but all Zoichid and Yain HaMeshumer, Leosi Lovoi.